Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome. 8 minutes after 8. 715-845-2155 is the number if you want to be a part of Feedback. As I mentioned, as I given a little information about how we're going to start this, I'm going to be out tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday. So I thought we would do open phone Friday on a Thursday for a change. Anything you would like to talk about, it's all about you. 715-845-2155. And, of course, I've got a handful of things that I thought would be interesting for us to throw around just in case. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Duke.
Hey, Duke, what can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Conley for his well-thought-out commentary.
That actually, yes, I agree with you. That was very well done.
Not just today, but I mean, I'm talking about every day. He's just the greatest.
He likes to think so. No,
well,
he's.
I agree.
I do enjoy his commentaries. It's hard to follow behind him and do one after he's done. It's like, well, nobody wants to hear me now that you've done yours. Anyway,
One other constructive criticism is I wish Tom King would give the local scores, because we can get the national scores on TV or whatever. But, for example, when the hockey team is in the playoffs and stuff like that, give the scores.
You know, it was funny. When you said constructive criticism, Tom started pointing his finger at me.
I wish I had more time to do all of the sports. I put the scores on the website every morning, but in the limited amount of time that I have to do sports, I want to get the big news out there. And but I'll try to sneak them in more often. All right.
Problem is, not everyone has a computer.
Okay.
Thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome, Duke. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to Tony. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Boy, dude, I got something that burns me up.
All right, go ahead.
This thing with the police chief.
Yes, sir.
Driving drunk.
Yep, that was my first thing.
I'm going to bring some things up here, and I want everybody to really listen to this.
All right, let me give some background for those that aren't know what we're talking about. The police chief for Amory, Wisconsin, was arrested for OWI. After a brief investigation, the officials have announced yesterday that Thomas Marson, the police chief, will be suspended for 2 weeks without pay after a confirmation of being arrested for OWI, but then he will be reinstated and come back to work.
Okay, first off, is a suspension paid or unpaid?
Unpaid.
Unpaid.
Okay, next thing. Where's the Mad Mothers over all this?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing is, I have a job where I have to have a license to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And in my company policy, it states, a drunken driving, you are fired.
Yep.
No excuses. And it's like that in every private sector job right now. And it's mostly because of insurance companies. Now, here's the point I'm going to make.
Mm-hmm.
This individual is a leader of his community for public safety. That's all you hear in the news.
Right.
Drunken driving. We got to do something about this. We got to do something about that. Cell phones. Oh, we got to make laws. We got to get these laws in quick. We got to ban every cell phone, French fry eating people, slurpy people eating, drinking and driving. And here, you got a officer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you, and we all know this, that this probably isn't the first time he's been drinking and driving.
Right, this is apparently the first time. Yeah, this is apparently the first time he got caught, but I doubt seriously.
And he only got caught because he slid in a ditch.
Right.
And the thing is, he should be actually terminated, because you can't. His job is to uphold the laws, and especially in a law of a society where drunken driving is a huge, huge issue, and every community is talking about distraction and everything mm-hmm. else. And here he gets a slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
What does that send? That sends a message once again that our government workers are only in the job of government for self-serving.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think that the issue here is that Chief Marson should have resigned. It shouldn't be a case where he has to be fired. The individual, if he had any decency whatsoever, if he had any respect for the position of police chief, he would resign.
And actually, you're correct, Seth. I actually agree with you. This is where morality and everything, you took an oath, and here, and this stuff is going on all over the place, yeah. And all these. It's gotten to the point where there's nobody policing the police or the government. It's just out of control.
I agree.
And like I said, he shouldn't have his job. He should, here's the deal. Resign. You don't want to resign? Well, save face and leave, because mm-hmm. we have to send a message. I mean, once again, where are all these mad mothers? They yeah. should be just up in an uproar over this.
There are several. You're very, very welcome, and thank you for calling in. And yes, that was one of the main things that I wanted to talk about today. There are several people, several groups, that should be absolutely incensed by this decision to allow him to come back to work. First of all, law enforcement as a whole should be very upset. This does several things. It dilutes your authority to pull somebody over for drunk driving. Now, yes, that doesn't change the laws, and yes, the officers will still do it. But listen, now that you, especially in the area, what is it, Amory or Amory?
It's Amory. It's Amory. Up in the northwestern part right. of the state. It's not like he's not being punished. He will lose his license for 6 months, like most people picked up for the first time for OWI. He will be fined. His insurance premiums will go up, and he's being suspended for 2 weeks without pay. It's not
he
like he's
fired.
Not being punished.
No, I'm not saying he's getting away scot-free.
One strike and you're out in your world?
He is the police chief.
I understand.
If he's a common citizen, then all the other laws apply. But he is the chief of police. He is held to a higher standard.
The village of Amory has decided that he is more valuable as the police chief than he is being fired for this offense. They've decided suspension is enough of a punishment, and they want him back on the job. Apparently, he must be doing
a good
job.
Were they all blowing a .15 BAC? it's absolutely an insult to police officers and law enforcement everywhere. It is an insult to those that have lost family to drunk driving. It's an insult to those that have had injury and others that they loved injured because of drunk drivers. This is absolutely inexcusable and the wrong thing to do. The police chief should have resigned, period. That would have been the honorable thing to do. But lacking honor, he decided to allow the system to do its thing, and he's getting away.
Well, you're on your high horse today. If you were picked up for OWI, would you resign?
Is it against the law, or is it against the code of conduct for our thing?
I don't know what our policy is now.
I don't know
it
either.
It didn't used to be,
but I'm not law enforcement.
Somebody that it happened to, and it didn't cost them their job.
First of all, let me say this: I do not drink and drive. I don't.
Well, that's great, and I don't either. But I'm just asking.
I'm not law enforcement.
You're telling them that
I'm
he
not,
needs to resign to do the
he
right
does.
Thing.
He does need to resign to do the right thing. He's the chief of frickin' police. He's not a dumb
chief
idiot. He's not some flapping gum on the radio. He's the chief of police.
It's not like police officers or firemen or any other public servant are not human beings, too, that make
yes,
mistakes.
Yes, he is a human being, and he, as a human being, knew that he was impaired, knew that he should not be drinking and driving, and should be held to a higher standard. Why are you defending the highest level of police authority in the area?
I'm just thinking you're sounding pretty sanctimonious today, and you're up on your high horse by demanding this guy to do the right thing and resign. He's been picked up one time.
I'm stunned.
He's being punished.
You know, this is a prime example of the problem. When you have somebody that does something wrong and the public says you ought to do the right thing, you're calling me sanctimonious.
It would be different if they
Good
were.
God.
Wait a minute. It would be different if they
that's
were pushing
pathetic.
This.
No, that's pathetic, Tom.
For a minute.
It's pathetic.
It would be different if they were pushing this under the rug and not punishing him at all.
Punishing
he's being
him.
Punished.
No, he's not. 2 week unpaid
he
suspension
will
is
his
not punishment.
License for 6 months. He will pay a fine.
It's a
fine.
Cakewalk.
Like
it's
any
a vacation.
Other citizen of Wisconsin,
no.
He will be punished.
He's he is the chief of police, and he needs to be fired. And for you to defend him is unconscionable.
Oh, stop it.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, what's up?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver, and as you know, we got a .04, which is half the legal limit. We get canned right away.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
And we get multiple drug tests. At random.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Why do they do that? Why is the rule for you that if you have a .04 or higher, you are immediately terminated? Why do you have that rule, and why are you randomly drug tested?
That's a company policy with the.
Okay, but why is the policy in place?
That comes from the Department of Transportation, I guess.
Yes, sir, and it boils down to public safety. We can't have a big rig driver out there rolling several tons of steel down the road completely impaired. And so I think the same logic goes for a police chief. Why should we allow a police chief to be driving his vehicle impaired?
That is a good question. I mean, we're held to a higher standard just because of what we do. And like I say, if we get picked up once, even if we're not, if it's a weekend and we got off,
yep,
our personal time, we're gone. We're done.
And that's and you accept that as part of your job restrictions. Part of that is your condition of working. You accept that.
Yep.
Well, I think the police chief ought to accept the same situation when he takes his job. I truly do.
I agree 100%.
Thank you, sir, for calling in. I appreciate
you
it.
You bet.
All right, let's go to line two. Pat, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment that police...
Yes, ma'am? Okay, I'm sorry, Pat. It sounds like your cell phone is breaking up. So let's go to Ray. Thanks for calling in, Ray. What's on your mind?
Golly, but one of the questions I got on this is if he's a police chief and he's going to lose his license for 6 months, who's going to drive him around? If he's got to respond to a call or something, we got another officer we're going to pay to drive him down the road so we can respond to this call?
Well, I don't know if as the police chief he's actually on patrol duty. I would doubt if he's actually on the road doing patrol. He's probably flying a desk.
What does any other person do when they lose their license for 6 months after a first-time OWI? How do they get to work? How do they get around to run errands? They get rides with people, they take the bus, or what? They figure it out.
Yeah.
Or they drive without a license and break the law again.
Well,
yeah, and I know, like, it's got to be a small town, and like in our small town in Bill, our police chief paroles. He's on patrol. That's what he's paid for. He works days. We have other guys that come in at night. I know somebody could drive him to work, but he's got to respond sometime somewhere. So I just don't understand how that's going to pan out.
Well, if he breaks the law again, then they say they'll fire him. Then, and I doubt that'll actually happen. Jack, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I have a question. Maybe Tom can answer this. Why is it that truck drivers, school bus drivers, and anybody else who operates large equipment, and many factory workers as well, are required to do random drug testing and everything else, but yet people who work for the public sector, i.e. police officers, school teachers, and the like, are not required to?
Well, I guess it's part of the negotiations for their contracts. I would have no problems with having random drug tests for police officers, firemen, teachers, anybody else. But it's part of the negotiations that when the school district or the municipality is going through their negotiations, got to make that part of the deal.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're long, actually. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with your phone call, 715-845-2155.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. The subject is the police chief of Avery, Wisconsin, getting an OWI, first offense, well, first time getting caught, and instead of doing the honorable thing and resigning, or the council firing him, they're giving him 2 weeks of a unpaid suspension, and then he gets to go back and enforce the law. That's awesome. All right, let's go to the phones. Gary, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a comment on what you were talking about earlier with the police chief.
Yes, sir.
And the drunk driving. Definitely, the comment was made between you two when you were talking about didn't he get enough punishment. Absolutely not. I'm a truck driver. And one drunk driving, you're done. You can't even get hired by most trucking firms now if you have that on your record. I've also been a school driver and a coach bus driver. Any of those, one time, you're done. There's many, many other companies that deal with driving, And when you're in charge of, you know, when you're the police chief and that, you're on the road a lot.
Yeah.
Why aren't you held to the same standards as a truck driver, a laundry driver, a school bus driver, any of them? They say, you know, you should know better. You're driving school kids. You should know better.
I got
you. Well, you're in charge of the police department. You should know better.
That, I completely agree with you, sir. Thank you very much for calling in. And we, one of our listeners sent in something that is something I completely skipped over. Brilliant question. Was the police chief armed at the time he wrecked his car? Was he carrying his weapon? My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that most police officers, even when they're off duty, have their badge and gun with them at all times. Now, as a concealed carry holder, I can't be drunk and carry. Why should he? Last phone call before we have to go to another break. Dennis, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yes, on the drinking issue, just from personal experience, drinking and heart problems have very similar symptoms. The symptom is denial. And the people that have problems with drinking, seems like they're in denial over it. They don't, you know, they don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is their problems are transferred to others.
Yeah.
So,
and usually violently and quite tragically.
That's correct.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in. Okay. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, about that police chief, OWI.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I was just looking something up on the internet about first offense.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying, you know, they get a revocation of 6 to 9 months.
Right.
Of their license. I don't know what his blood alcohol level was.
0.156.
Well, if his alcohol content was 0.15 or more, the vehicle has to be equipped with the ignition interlock device for 1 year.
How embarrassing is it going to be that the chief of police has to blow into an interlock system before it'll start his car? Hang on, I'd like to respond to that call, but hold on a second. I'm good. Let's go. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Thank you very much for calling in. Last one, Larry, what's on your mind? Larry, are you there? Okay. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We are now going to take this opportunity to take another break. We ran really long in the last segment. I'm sorry to be so short in this one, but we are coming back. We got to get an update of the news, some weather, sports, et cetera, and the weather. We'll be right back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155. Call. Be a part of the show.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.